Tom.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, I'd like to start today's show with a happy joke and an uplifting, humorous double entendre of some kind, but it ain't happening. Because the end of the joke would be, it would be a sick joke, and the answer would be CDC, autism, and 1 in 68 children in America. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do have a great show lined up today. Don't get me wrong. I mean, even when we have to cover some bummed out news, there's some good news somewhere to find it. We're gonna find it. We're like the little kid in the stall of horse manure. There's a pony in here somewhere, right? We'll find it. In fact, Super Dino,
life gives you lemons.
Yes, make
throw them at the CDC.
That's good. Throw lemons at the CDC. Right. Throw the GMO ones. We want the organic ones for all of us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome. Okay, 1 in 68 CDC. We've also got a cool stuff because there's a movie being made pre-production right now about the legacy of Harry Hoxie. I love the fact that the entertainment industry is picking up on these stories that have been untold because they were, you know, verboten because of the IG Farben domination of planet Earth. You know, anything that goes against the pharmaceutical history of America, which of course is the rewritten history, the glossed over history, the patented, chemicalized FDA approved history, they don't want to have it go out in Hollywood. If you remember all the times I've mentioned over the years, you know, it wasn't a high artistic film. I mean, what do you want from Steven Seagal? But he did that movie, The Patriot. And at the end of the movie, to save everybody from this bioterror thing, it was the flowers, a Native American plant medicinal that was turned into a tea that saved everybody, not a vaccine.
Right.
And after that, they started attacking someone you don't want to attack because he's pretty good at the martial arts.
Yeah, you don't mess with Steven Seagal.
Yeah, and you don't mess with our new friend at the USC, right? Brandon the Truth.
Brandon Vera.
Yeah, Brandon Vera. Also, warning, parents, hide your kids. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We have a reunion of sorts. You know what this means if I say hide the kids. Yes?
I believe that has something to do with aminos.
The three aminos are back. That's the plan anyway. Richard Pearl, Liam Sheff, Robert Scott Bell together again. And we are going to hit some topics pretty intensely and probably pretty irreverently. So if you are easily offended, turn off the radio after the first hour. But the first hour, we also have a new guest we've never had on the program. She'll be coming up in a little while, Ali Maria Talvi. And she's behind this film, working on this film about the legacy of Harry Hoxie. Looking forward to that. But right now, start. Now that we've lightened it up, let's go dark and somber.
Yeah.
Here.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
I found a way to keep. There's hope. Keep hope alive. We're all going to be together, hopefully, at the Autism One conference in May in Chicago. This is obviously going to be a big point of discussion. According to the CDC, today, this very day, unembargoed as of 1 p.m. earlier today, 1 in 68 U.S. children has an autism spectrum disorder, and this is a 30% increase from the 1 in 88 number only 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. We've gone up 30%, and, of course, it's only because the medical community is finally getting their act together and diagnosing better. That's the claim. You saw it even on Fox, and we praise Fox for when they do good work, but you said, well, who's the doctor on that was saying, better diagnostics?
Oh, it was Dr. Siegel, who's part of their medical aid team.
The medical aid team,
coming
right?
on and yeah, just saying, oh, well, look, you know, it's probably because we've just gotten better at diagnosing it, so therefore we're now discovering that, you know, that there's more than we thought before. And that's such a hollow argument, in my opinion.
Why do you say that, Super Don? I want to hear it from you.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If they're going to use that as an excuse, I mean, what are they looking for? They're looking for a pat on the back, you know, like, oh, good medical industrial complex. You're getting better at it.
you get a B. See it. Yeah.
No, but if that's the case, then what does that mean? That means that autism is far more widespread than we realize. So really, what is the question here? The question is why? Where's it coming from?
No, don't ask the question why, because that will lead you to a place they don't want you to go. And, of course, if their argument is true that it's only or largely because of better diagnostic tools and techniques, what does that say about the qualifications of doctors who couldn't see what anybody could see if somebody is in that autism spectrum? There's something up here. When we were growing up, Super Don, if there was a kid in that realm, I don't remember even one of them. No. I remember things that they don't even call it anymore, mental retardation, right? They used to call it that.
Ooh, you said the R word.
No, but I'm just saying, this is when we were growing up, there were some kids that were. I did see some kids with cerebral palsy. Okay, very rare, but they existed. And the point is, autism, we never heard the word. Where were all of our autistic, let's say, peers? At the time when they couldn't diagnose it, it's just a matter. We just diagnosed. It was always there. We just didn't see it. Now we can see it. What does that tell you about the medical community? That they suck at diagnosis, if that's the case. If that's the truth. But it's not the truth. They don't want you to know that that's really the way you have to interpret it.
Oh, come on. They're just fashionably late. Okay?
They're fashionably late. Yeah, no, fashionably late. My aspirin. And your medical A team on the Fox, I'm sorry, the Siegel guy's the medical wee team crying for his pharmaceutical brethren that you don't look at the real cause of autism. And he says, well, thimerosal, we looked at that. That was a $1 billion research rat hole. We found nothing. You don't find what you don't want to find. The mercury injected into the body of anybody. Go ahead, Dr. Siegel of Fox News or anybody at CNN. Go ahead and drink the stuff they put in a vaccine. Tell me how good you're going to do, how willing you are to do that. And I am just so disgusted by this revelation. What has the federal government done? Now, I don't look to the federal government to solve the problem that I believe they are a party to. And if you see in the show notes today at robertscadbell.com, our good friend Ginger from the Canary Party, Ginger, I like to call her, Ginger sweetheart, a family that is definitely impacted by the vaccine injury, has put out an image, and I use that image today in the show notes. It says, Dear President Obama, fire the deniers. I love that she's using the words against them because, you know, we are deniers of vaccines. We are
denialists,
denialists, right? And she points out that Marshallin Yergin Alsop from the CDC, under her watch, autism has increased 1,470%. Colleen Boyle, also with the CDC under her watch, autism has increased 1,470%. Thomas Insel from the National Institutes of Mental Health and the IACC, autism has increased 735% on his watch. The point here being, you don't give them more money. This is what they're going to ask for. You fire their aspirin, get them out, put them on the street, make them beg for a job, have them serve, I don't know, serve waffles at a 24-hour restaurant.
Waffles? Yes,
waffles. They'll be doing less harm than they're doing now, pretending to try and find the cause of autism while absolutely obfuscating the obviousness that is there for all to see. And they're scratching their heads and going, I don't get it. Why is it that no matter what we say about the goodness of vaccines, parents just, they don't believe us? Because you're lying to them. You're lying to all of us. How do you know if someone from the CDC is lying, particularly when it comes to virology and vaccinology? Their lips are moving, right?
I knew it had something to do with lips. Yeah.
You know, and if they were injecting themselves with the same thing they want to inject their children in, their lips would be so swollen then they couldn't talk. You could take their lips and just you know, put it over their heads and hide them in the shame that they should feel for the disaster that is the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion on this issue, protecting the interests of the vaccine industrial complex. Remember, Julie Gerberding, Chicken Little Gerberding, never met a vaccine, a flu vaccine. She didn't say everybody needed. The sky is falling. Get your flu shots. She leaves the CDC to head the vaccine division of Merck, $5 billion division. This is the revolving door. And these folks, if they get fired from the government, not likely that they will, they'll probably find a cushy job from Merck, GSK, Pfizer, who knows where in Big Pharma. Does this represent a problem to any of you out there? Probably in this listening audience, it does. I am outraged. And if you're not outraged, you're not alive, you're not breathing, and you haven't witnessed the Holocaust on children that's been brought about by this increased, enhanced vaccine schedule, particularly since about 1991. It's not the first time we've covered it. Unfortunately, it's not the last time we'll cover it. But we are going to talk about this a whole heck of a lot more. You want remedies? You want a remedy? Heal the gut. Detoxify the body of these heavy metals that are introduced. Now, am I going to say it's 100% vaccines? No, that's not what I'm saying.
No.
It's everything, but vaccines are the straw that breaks the camel's back with the syringe containing thimerosal, mercury-laden, aluminum-laden, and other things in there you wouldn't drink. Vaccines.
No.
And they're going to say it's genetic. You don't get genetic epidemics. You don't have a 30% increase in a genetic anomaly in 2 years. 30% increase, as they said. 1 in 68. And then they say 1 in 44 boys. I think it's closer to 1 in 33. And if you see the amount of kids that are impacted even mildly, it may be as high as 1 in 3. If we include ADHD, which, of course, they can't measure via a blood test analysis or a brain chemistry analysis. You can only look at it as a behavioral disorder.
Yeah, they're trying.
Clean up our act. Yeah.
They're trying to find something they can do like that.
Yeah. And then, of course, suppressing cancer cures. This has been going on for a long time. The medical authorities, the official stories, there is no cure for cancer. Just send us more money. Send more money to the American Cancer Society. And one day we'll figure it out. Wear pink in October, and we'll figure out that one day your breasts don't cause cancer. Well, we've got someone coming up, and she's doing something about it in the media, in the entertainment field. A movie about the legacy of Harry Hoxie. Ali Maria Talby is going to join us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to my good friend Dr. Leonard Caldwell. We'll see what she's got to say. Let her passion loose. Also, the Three Aminos back next hour. Hide the kids. Liam Sheff, Richard Pearl, and RSB. Reunion time. Give us a call. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and yes, we do take on corporate and governmental bullies when they stand in the way of our freedom to know the truth and the facts about preventing disease, curing disease, healing disease, all the things that are your birthright. We're just here to remind you, 6 days a week on naturalnewsradio.com, of course, streaming through our syndicator, GCN, and around the broadcast world, our friends at UK Health Radio across the pond and down under, digitalradio-103.com. Cool stuff. And now it gets even cooler, or hotter, depending on your viewpoint. The Hidden History of Modern Medicine, Ty Bollinger and I cover that all the time. We were on Fox News talking about it. And indeed, there's someone else in Hollywood that wants to reveal some of the hidden history. And this relates to a guy that we've talked about from time to time, and Ty Bollinger's written about it in his book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. And the guy's named Harry Hoxie. You know about Hoxie? If you don't, we're going to find out about it. Because we've got a movie that's going to be going into production soon on the legacy of Harry Hoxie. But who would do that? Well, Dr. C gave me a call and said, hey, there's somebody out there putting this together. We got to let everybody know about it. And we're about to do that. So I'd like to welcome, for the first time right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Allie Maria Talby. Welcome. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you, Robert. Hello, everyone.
Hey, excited to connect with you here. We've got you linked up, of course. You have an IMDb, real Hollywood celebrity starlet kind of thing going on, as well as a Facebook fan page and a movie page, which we'll get into. But I've got to ask you the question. How, you know, if you've got a career track in movies and things like that, would you take on a subject matter that is often shunned and said, no, you can't do that because that might upset a lot of money players in this town? And yes, you're going for it with the legacy of Harry Hoxie.
Well, you know, in all honesty, a couple of years back, my mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And the doctors made it seem like, you know, it was either the countdown to her death or immediately get on 11 months of chemotherapy. And my family and I, we had no idea that we had these alternative therapies available to us. So sure enough, my mother went on interferon, and around month 7 of her deep chemotherapy treatment, we actually lost my brother. to an accidental drug overdose.
Whoa. You're talking drugs like street drugs or FDA-approved drugs?
Like street drugs. My brother was a struggling drug addict for as long as I can remember.
Oh my, I'm so sorry to hear that. So you're going through already a trauma with your mother, and you lose your brother. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. So what happens next?
Well, you know, of course she nearly almost dies, not only from my brother's passing, but from the chemotherapy. I mean, I have never seen my mother look like a walking skeleton, and you know, now my brother is our guardian angel. We're like, my father, my family is the most amazing family. I am very blessed with them. But, you know, she almost died. And, cut to about 7 months later, she's pronounced in remission, but her type of cancer is the one that can always come back. So there's always that fear that she may get it again. And I want her to be able to have these options, let alone the fact that she knows there are these options available to her. So, of course, me being an actress, I've been acting for over half of my life, but I actually just wrapped my last feature, Play James Play, that I wrote in, produced, and starred in memory of my brother.
I got to see this. In fact, we have a picture of you, I guess, from maybe the premiere in front of the poster for the film, and it's up there at robertscottbell.com now. So this film just came out, or has it been out for a while? I apologize for not knowing.
Oh, no worries. Actually, that one is in a post-production right now, so we're in the editing stage right now, but it's so incredible. I have some of the most incredible team on board with that, and while I was actually filming that one, I was back east visiting my grandfather with my mother, and he came downstairs. And now, my grandfather, he was the top pathologist at Walter Reed. He was the pathology advisor for the Surgeon General of the Army. I mean, he knows this stuff in Western medicine. So he comes downstairs, and he tells my mother and I, hey, have you ever heard the story about Harry Hoxie? And he had just finished listening to Ty Bollinger on Coast to Coast Radio at George Norrie's show.
Oh, this is getting even better. Ty Bollinger's involved in the story, our good friend here. Wow.
Yes,
wait, hey, Allie, can you stick around? We got a lot more to talk about here. This is really, really getting good. Allie Maria Talby is our guest. She's working on a new movie I think you're going to be keenly interested in, on the legacy of Harry Hoxie. The things that the cancer industry doesn't want you to know about, Allie's going to help everybody learn out and find out about, and that's way cool. And Ty Bollinger fits into the story even better. Stand by. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, making healthy movies now. Or movies that heal. Or movies that bring light to healing. Where there was only darkness when it was suppressed. And helping us to do that this hour, Ali Maria Talby. And the movie about the legacy of Harry Hoxie, man. I'm very excited about this, Ali. This is, it's just stunned that it's really happening. We've seen a lot of transformation in the time I entered broadcast media back in the late 90s to now. And I just feel so blessed that we're alive at this time, even though there's a lot of things that we cover that, you know, don't make us really thrilled and happy. What you're doing is, and your grandpa, up close to the Surgeon General, the pathologist at Walter Reed, he hears Ty Bollinger on Coast to Coast talking about Hoxie. Wow. And then you get intrigued, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. It was so amazing. Him, his light. He had such a light in his eyes as he was telling us what he just heard Ty speak about on Coast to Coast. And my mother and I were sitting there in the kitchen, and he was saying, you know, this would be an amazing cure for you to try, Celia, that's my mother, you know, if your cancer ever comes back. And he begins telling us, you know, this man, Harry Hoxie, his cure was pathologically proven. So, you know, me being a pathologist, I approve of it. He kind of had a cute little chuckle of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying how Harry, you know, he would be arrested over 100 times in just 2 years for anything and everything, parking his car wrong, you know, anything you can name it. And same man who arrested him over 100 times, his younger brother was, this was Al Templeton.
Oh, okay. All right, going back. You got me historically. My mind is everywhere right now.
No worries. This is about in the 30s, mid-30s, around 1936, 1937. He was in Dallas. And so Al Templeton, he arrested Harry over 100 times in 2 years. Al's younger brother was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and in secret, he went to Harry. Harry cured him. And then when, of course, Al Templeton found out, he became Harry's lawyer. And it's just one story like this after another. Morris Fishbein, who was on the board of the AMA, he originally went to school to be a clown, and yet he would always be taking Harry to court, suing him for the most ridiculous things, calling him and his partner, Norman Baker, you know, murderers under the surgical knife, which is a bit of an oxymoron and doesn't make any sense with Harry, because Harry Hoxie formula is no use of surgery whatsoever.
Right, yeah, that is one of those strange ironies. And, of course, Fishbein was, you know, that era's equivalent of what we call the quackbusters today, that have a blind allegiance, and they're funded heavily by a pharmaceutical interest that wants you not to know that the power to heal is yours, and the substances of creation can provide that power to you to overcome cancer and any other disease.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, as you know, Harry was known as the quack who cured cancer. That was actually an Esquire article written about him. And so as I'm hearing about all these amazing things, and I'm just barely tapping on the surface of this man's incredible legacy, I think in my mind, you know what? This would make an incredible movie. So I contact Ty, and he and I get connected on the phone. We have an incredible, inspiring conversation for a couple hours. And from there, you know, I write the script. I have the living Hoxie legends read it. They love it. I go down to the Hoxie clinic in Tijuana, and they are totally, that is by far, I get tears in my eyes when I think of just seeing life and the passion to live in these patients' eyes that I witnessed when I went down there with my team. And, I've been all over for it. Patients from all over the world, hundreds upon thousands of them have their miracle stories. And it's truly incredible. And two of my team members, they share the same passion with me. They're actually brothers, Bart and Brad Johnson. And they lost their father to cancer. And their dad actually tried the Gerson therapy. And he was only supposed to have only a couple months to live, but he ended up living close to a year after trying Gerson. And, you know, that's one thing that Harry Hoxie's head nurse, Mildred Nelson, used to always say, that, you know, if we can't save everybody, at least they go out feeling better than they did when they first came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to say, hey, you know, Hoxie's the only way. I'm just trying to tell people with my movie there's more than one option than what the doctors are telling
you.
That you don't have to go in this poison.
Yes.
Allie,
storytelling is the most powerful way to communicate a lot of things that you can't teach people directly. And
exactly.
The story, the drama, the richness of this. I mean, you think about Hollywood. You've been involved in this for years. You watch all of these stories just being rehashed and rewritten and all this stuff. You're like, why don't they come up with anything new? And it's like all they need to do is explore just about every one of the natural, healers that are in history in America and find out all the ways that they were suppressed and attacked and imprisoned. And you've got 100 movies ready to be told, and every one of them will have you gripping your seat for the entire movie.
That's my goal. That is absolutely my goal. I want to inspire people. I want to, you know, my motto for life is rise from darkness, rise to greatness. And, you know, being in this town, that's exactly it. I mean, everybody They don't have original stories. They, you know, what they are focused on is they like doing the vampire zombie movies and rather than films that have true heart and integrity in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I live by, you know, my brother used to always say to me before he passed away, he used to always say, "Baby doll, the world is full of ugly rejection. But there are those who offer beautiful acceptance, and you'll never know who that is unless you go out there and see."
Hmm.
And that's what I live by.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, you're shining a great light. I can see this. I can feel it. I was getting a little bit of chills kind of imagining this film and others like it, the stories that have been suppressed and have yet to be told in a way, in a dramatic, you know, Hollywood fashion. I mean, there's an excitement, of course, we know through the media. It draws people in ways that nothing else can. And there are so many stories that have yet to be told in this way. So what's happening? Is it, you know, they like the script down there at the Hoxie Clinic, the family, but there's a lot to go into movie making. You just don't say, "I got a great script, let's make a movie." Where are you in this? What can my listeners do to help out?
Well, of course, making a film is not an easy task, especially if you want to make a good film. So I've been working on this for several years now, and I'm meeting with different distributors, different investors. I'm going to be meeting with the film commission office of different locations we're looking at to shoot. And but I'm looking for, I mean, my goal is to have believers on the film and call them investors, call them distributors, whatever it may be. But if anybody wants to go to HoxieTheMovie.com to find out in any way they want to be a part of it, whether they want to become an executive producer by, you know, or just want to have their name part of it because they lost somebody and they want their loved one on the credit list.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it may be, you know, I'm open to anything. And, but yeah, just go on HoxieTheMovie.com, and there's also a Hoxie the Movie Facebook fan page. And I would love anybody to be a part of it. Let me tell you this, Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a vision with Hoxie. Several visions, but one of my visions is, you know how they have the special thanks credits that roll on the end of the movie?
Yes.
I have an idea for special thanks to all of our believers. Mm. And I just can see this long, long credit list that just goes on for several minutes and, you know, a special song that is written for these believers. And that's where, you know, anybody can put, like, their lost loved one, like my brother's name will be on there. Or, you know, these beautiful souls like the Hoxie Living Legends, Liz Jonas and Michael Thornton, to Ty Bollinger, to your name on there, to anybody else. And it would just go on and on and on and on. And it just shows how many people believe in Harry's message of you don't have to die.
Oh, man, it's so beautiful. Belief is the starting point. You know, our good friend Dr. Mm-hmm. Rasha Bitar talks about it in his seminars that we've done with advanced medicine. He says, you know, you can do all the things that I do or that, you know, all these natural healers do, but if you don't believe you can do it, nothing anybody says or does will matter. And having a film out with this kind of story, with this kind of reality as well woven into the drama that's already built into it, will bring a lot of people to see that it is possible. Not because they hope it is, but because it's already been done.
Exactly. And the fact that it's been around. I mean, the Hoxie therapy was created in 1840, so it's been around for over a century. I mean, look at Royal Rice, look at Gerson, look at Ren Casey. Like, you hear all of them. I mean, it's not just this one. And it's, you know, it breaks my heart when I watch this one newscast. I'm not going to say what news station it was, but I watched the newscast. And the reporter on there, the journalist, said, "We will never approve alternative therapies because we can't create it ourselves." And, I mean, I'm not a temperamental person, but that was like the first time I ever wanted to throw a shoe at the television.
Right. Well, no, I mean, that human part of us, that emotional part, I mean, I have to let it out every day. This is my healing ministry on the air, and it helps me as much as it might help anybody else to unburden some of these things, like we just revealed the new CDC statistics about 1 in 68 kids with autism, up 30% over 2 years ago, and they continue to deny, obfuscate, and redirect so that nobody looks at the fact that their endorsement of heavy metal containing vaccines is a primary culprit in this case.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I would want, when I have children one day, I would want them to live a healthy life and know that they don't need to listen to Big Pharma. They can, they have free will. Just like I would want my mother to have had that when she was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we can't bring some folks back as well that have died. Everybody probably now in America knows somebody, whether it be a family member or not. Like, I've had family members die of cancer. We can't bring them back, but we can certainly make sure that their legacy is not forgotten, and particularly with Harry Hoxie and others, by bringing it out through this media of filmmaking and movie and creativity. God bless you, Allie. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Robert. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, Allie Maria Talby. Check her out. We've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We also have her Twitter feed linked up if you want to follow her on Twitter. And this, as this project progresses, I am certain that we'll be checking in with her some more. Hey, there's an Obamacare deadline, supposedly, maybe, but nobody seems to know about it. What's up with that? Why can't we call it a lifeline? Deadline? Maybe that's appropriate.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
What if President Obama threw a health care party and most people forgot to show up? Or didn't even know there was a party? You mean I had to be there by when? No, I hadn't. Why didn't you tell me? And they'd say, well, what we had half of the media telling you all the time. We were even doing little cat videos. We had a woman twerking in a bathroom and falling down, and you still didn't pay attention. Obamacare deadline. Oh, come on, 31st, where are you? And then they say, well, maybe not. If you, as Super Don said, the pinky promise. If you just check this box and say you really tried to sign up, we were not going to penalize you because you didn't sign up before the 31st. And it turns out that, what is this, 6 out of 10 Americans don't even know there's a deadline.
New poll came out saying that 6 out of 10 Americans have totally no idea about the March 31st deadline.
Something. Wow.
You're not doing it right. I mean, when 6 out of 10 mm-hmm. don't even know anything about the deadline, I think there's a problem here, and I will pat myself on the back.
Yes.
Because yesterday, what was it that I said about mm-hmm. generally about the American people?
They don't care.
Just like Chuck Schumer said, you know, the American people really don't care.
Right.
I don't think they do. They just don't care. This whole thing has been a joke. This whole Obamacare signing up for the website doesn't work. Get on hold for 10 years, you know, waiting to get the hold of somebody. You know, like in my state, I mean, it 5-6 months after the website comes out, they still haven't enrolled one person. Something's wrong here.
Listen, it's a debacle. Now, I know some people will say, but I signed up and it's working for me, right? But that doesn't mean it's right. I'm happy if anything works for somebody. That's a good thing. I'm not worried about that. But the reality is, this was never wanted, nor was it ever needed. And then some would say, well, Robert, you're just a cold-hearted. You know it needed. There were people that were uninsured. Well, sure, you wanted to go after the people who were uninsured. Find out if they wanted to be insured first. Remember my analogy? How many times have I said this? Of carrying the little old lady across the street, she's beating you on the head with her umbrella the whole way. You just can't figure it out. It's like, what did I do? I'm helping you across the street, and you're beating me up. I didn't want to go across the street. Did you bother to even ask me? No, it's not about that. Government is force. Government is fraud in this case because it's promoting a monopoly. Read about it. Did you get Unlock the Power to Heal yet? Go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. Ty Bollinger and I wrote about the history here and the stuff that we're talking about and that our new friend Allie is doing with the Hoxie movie. You know, revealing these things that there's a whole other world out there that the government seems to, we don't know about it. In fact, it's worse than that. They've actively worked in cahoots with corporations that profit off of your ignorance. The profit by only that you know that there is no cure for cancer except if you go to a doctor that provides for you chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. Or that provides this idea that you must believe or else you're a Looney Tune, according to the officials, that vaccines are the best way. In fact, they're the only way to prevent childhood diseases. And if you even question one part, a fraction of an ingredient in there, you're a numbnut of some kind. I mean, this is the kind of way that they go about it. And then they scratch their head and go, I wonder why people don't trust us. I wonder why people aren't signing up for Obamacare in droves. Maybe they don't want it. They didn't like the system before it. Granted, I didn't. I don't. But mandating participation in a system that was already corrupt and bereft of natural healing? Come on, people! Of course, the people that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know who you are. You're already with me. You're with me, and I appreciate that. But keep sharing this message. We got tomorrow, of course, we got Healing Revolution Friday. Dr. Frank King, he's set to be on Carol All to Healthy You, and I've got Carol scheduled to come back on. Those of you who are worried that did they cancel her show because she's been preempted ever since Ty and I were on, we'll get to the heart of that. She'll tell us one way or another what's going on there. So what else do we want to do today, Super Don? We got to warn the kids to cover their ears because Liam Shepp and Richard Perlman.
Yeah, well, we got the three aminos, and actually, it's kind of funny. I'm uploading here in just a moment a cartoon that I thought was rather timely to the topic that we were talking about here. It's a picture of a drone, and the drone has zoomed in on some young people, and it says. This voice comes from the drone. It says, halt. NSA surveillance indicates you're young, healthy, and have not enrolled in Obamacare. And the two people go, well, I guess Magic Johnson and cute animal gifts must not be working.
that says it all right there. We got to say a lot more. As I said, consider yourself forewarned. If you're offended easily, you may not want to listen to the next hour. But no, we do good stuff together. We just laugh a lot. Richard Pearl, Liam Sheff, RSB together again. The three aminos after the break because the power... to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.